This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Reports of a Chinese spy balloon flying over the U.S., flying over sensitive sites to collect information, says a top American defense official. And this morning, Beijing is responding. The AP's Jennifer King with what China is saying.
The spokesperson claims China was looking into the matter and has no intention of violating the territory and airspace of any sovereign country. A senior U.S. official said President Biden had asked the military to present options and accepted the recommendation not to shoot the balloon down over concerns of hurting people on the ground. The balloon's presence caused a temporary shutdown of air traffic at a commercial airport in Billings, Montana on Wednesday. Defense officials say although the balloon had been flying over sensitive sites, it has limited value to collect intelligence that couldn't already be gathered by other means like spy satellites. The incident comes just before Secretary of State Antony Blinken was expected to make his first trip to Beijing amid tensions with Washington. I'm Jennifer King.
It's going to feel dangerously cold in the Northeast, the AP's Donna Warder.
National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec says temperatures already have started dropping in parts of the Northeast.
The worst part of this upcoming cold snap is going to be the winds. That's going to produce some pretty low wind chill. Wind chill values on Saturday across the Northeast are going to be anywhere from 20 to 30 degrees below zero.
But Orovec says cold temperatures won't last the entire weekend.
It's going to be a pretty brief cold snap. Today into Saturday are going to be the worst days. And then by Sunday, the temperatures start to rebound across the entire area.
I'm Donna Warder.
In the Detroit area, three aspiring rappers have been missing for nearly 2 weeks. Now, police say they found several bodies in an abandoned apartment building, but they haven't yet positively identified the bodies. The Transportation Department announcing an effort to reduce the high number of traffic deaths. More than 40,000 people a year are killed in road crashes. This is AP News. We'll learn who the Grammy winners are this weekend. The AB's Margie Zarletta.
The Grammy Awards will be presented Sunday in Los Angeles. Beyoncé has been nominated 8 times for the Record of the Year Grammy and never won it. Break My Soul is nominated this year. Beyoncé leads the Grammy nominations with 9. Performances include tributes to Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac, Loretta Lynn, and Takeoff of Migos, and an all-star celebration of 50 years of hip-hop. Singer Kim Petras says she's preparing to be in the moment for her performance.
I really want to remember it for the rest of my life. I don't know if I'll ever be back.
The Grammys will air live on CBS. I'm Archie Zarletta.
Ford is reporting that its fourth quarter net income fell 90% from a year earlier. Leading company officials to say the automaker's costs are too high and to pledge more belt-tightening this year. CEO Jim Farley says Ford should have done better last year. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.